Welcome to the deep dive. Today is August 3, 2026, and I'm just going to warn you, our mission today is to unpack some pretty urgent cybersecurity reports.
Yeah, these all literally just dropped in the last few days, so it's very fresh.
Right. And the overarching theme here is, well, it's terrifying. We're looking at how the digital tools that you inherently trust are actively being weaponized against you.
Exactly. I mean, usually we think of hackers trying to, you know, smash through a firewall. But right now, the most dangerous threat actors are just quietly waiting for your IT admin to log in.
Yeah, just walking right through the front door.
Right. Because the concept of a locked door is kind of useless if the architect left a master key in the foundation, you know. It completely inverts our traditional understanding of security.
It really does. So to set the table for you today, we're covering three completely different sources, but they all share this this common thread of supply chain exploitation.
Mm-hmm. Which is what makes this so compelling to analyze.
Yeah. We've got a massive breach in a foundational IT management software called N-able. Then we're looking at poisoned AI models on the massively popular development hub Hugging Face.
That one is wild.
Oh, it really is. And then finally, a leaked, literally military-grade iPhone exploit called Dark Sword that, well, common criminals are now using. Okay, let's unpack this. We are starting with N-able, N-central.
Right. So for anyone managing corporate infrastructure, N-central is basically the central nervous system.
It's everywhere.
Yeah. It's heavily used by managed service providers to remotely monitor and administer thousands of endpoints, pushing updates, running scripts, you name it.
So it's the keys to the kingdom. If you compromise that command center, you theoretically have admin access to every single machine it manages.
Exactly. And that's exactly what happened here. N-able started investigating this on July 31 because they noticed unusual licensing errors from customers running on-premises servers.
Right, and that led them to this brutal discovery. The attackers found an authentication bypass. They didn't even need to steal a password.
No, they didn't. They essentially forged session tokens to trick the server into treating them as a fully authenticated superadmin.
Wow. And there were two specific flaws here, right?
Yeah, the first one, CVE-2026-22556, was an unauthenticated admin account takeover. It scored an 8.2 on the CVSS 4.0 scale.
Massive.
Huge. And N-able actually thought they patched it in their 2026.2 release. But, well, they didn't.
Ah, the classic IT nightmare.
Right. Security researchers realized the patch didn't fix the core logic flaw. They just found an alternate exploit path, which became CVE-2026-18577.
So they had to scramble.
Yeah. Emergency advisories went out globally. Finland's Cybersecurity Center basically said all recent versions were vulnerable. N-able had to push out a brand new hotfix, build 2026.3.1.7, just yesterday on August 2.
And they're urging everyone to manually upgrade right now. But patching the server isn't even the scariest part of this report.
No, it's not.
It's the persistence mechanism.
Yeah.
The attackers used N-central's perfectly legitimate take control feature to reach into individual employee laptops and install Cloudflare tunnels.
What's fascinating here is the sheer ingenuity of that tactic.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about a traditional firewall, it's like a bouncer at a club, right? It blocks uninvited inbound traffic.
Right, keeping people out.
Exactly. But a Cloudflare tunnel works in reverse. It runs inside the network and reaches out to the internet, basically asking, hey, do you have any traffic for me?
And firewalls are designed to let internal traffic out, so it completely ignores the tunnel.
Yeah.
It's honestly like a burglar breaking into your house, changing the locks from the inside, and then installing a secret, invisible dumbwaiter to the alleyway.
That is a great way to picture it.
I mean, even if N-able comes in and changes the front door locks with that software patch, the burglar just does not care.
Yeah.
They're still using the dumbwaiter to bypass the front door.
Right, because by registering those tunnels as persistent background services on the endpoints, the access survives a system reboot.
Mm.
And to be clear, Cloudflare wasn't compromised at all here.
They just weaponized a legitimate networking tool.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Which means upgrading your N-central server only secures the main command center. It stops new attackers from getting in, but it does absolutely nothing to remove those malicious tunnels already hiding on your network.
So you could patch the server, wipe your hands, and walk away thinking you're safe.
While the attacker still has total unrestricted access, yes. Customers actively have to hunt for these tunnels and manually rip them out.
That is just brutal. But, you know, if compromising traditional IT software is that devastating, imagine when that same blind trust is baked into the next generation tools we're all rushing to use.
Yeah, we are moving from IT pipelines straight into AI pipelines.
Exactly. Our second set of reports focuses on Hugging Face. And if you're not a developer, just think of Hugging Face as like the GitHub of the AI world.
It's massive. It's where everyone shares machine learning models.
Right. And researchers just found multiple critical vulnerabilities in their diffusers library, which has millions of monthly downloads.
Yeah, the diffusers library is foundational for image and audio generation. The flaws allow for arbitrary code execution just from downloading malicious model weights or config files. And this affects versions all the way through early 2026.
But here's where it gets really interesting because I kind of have to push back on the technical premise here.
Okay, go for it.
Wait, I always thought downloading an AI model was just downloading a giant pile of math and data weights, like downloading a massive, boring spreadsheet full of numbers.
That makes total sense, yeah.
So how on earth does simply downloading a model execute malicious code on my computer?
Well, that misconception is exactly what threat actors are banking on. It feels intuitive to treat an AI model like a JPEG or a static text file, but modern machine learning models are way more complex than a spreadsheet.
Okay.
In a lot of popular formats, saving a model actually involves saving the execution state of the program itself.
Oh, wow. So you're not just saving numbers, you're saving the literal instructions for how the computer should build the network in its memory.
Precisely. In Python, they use serialization to reconstruct objects from byte streams. The vulnerability is that to reconstruct those objects, the system inherently has to execute the instructions embedded in the file.
Oh, man.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the industry calls this a trust-on-download pattern. The framework is just designed to automatically run configuration scripts the second you load the model, just to make the developer's life easier.
So it's a feature of convenience that just turned into a fatal flaw.
A catastrophic one, yeah.
Huh.
Attackers tamper with the config files on Hugging Face, inject malicious system commands, and the second a developer pulls that model to test it, the library blindly executes the payload.
So the massive pile of math doesn't attack you.
No, the underlying instructions telling the software how to read the math attack you. Before you even realize your image generator is broken, the malicious code has already stolen your credentials or pivoted into your corporate network.
That is deeply unsettling. And it's a massive supply chain risk for the AI industry because everyone is moving so fast right now.
Breakneck speed. Developers are just treating these open-source repositories with the same blind trust we gave shrink-wrapped software in the 90s.
Yeah, the advisories are literally pleading with organizations to audit their model loading pipelines immediately. Like, you have to sandbox these models. You can't just assume they're harmless data anymore.
Not even close.
Okay, so we've looked at vast enterprise IT networks, and we've looked at cutting-edge AI infrastructure. But let's bring this threat out of the data center and right down to the device sitting in your pocket right now.
Yeah, this is where it gets very personal.
Because the blind trust we place in consumer hardware might actually be the most dangerous vulnerability.
Right. So this brings us to an ongoing campaign targeting Apple iOS devices, specifically modern iPhones running iOS versions 18.4 through 18.7.
The report from Sensi outlines this unknown Chinese threat actor using a leaked exploit kit called DarkSword, and they're using it to deploy this information-stealing malware called Ghostblade.
And we really need to talk about the lineage of DarkSword because that's what makes this so alarming.
It's not just run-of-the-mill malware, is it?
No, it was originally discovered by Google's Threat Intelligence Group, along with iVerify and Lookout. It's a full-chain exploit kit.
Meaning it contains a whole sequence of vulnerabilities to just punch through every layer of the iPhone's security one after another.
Exactly. Until it has total control. And historically, this toolkit was highly exclusive. It was used by commercial surveillance vendors and state-sponsored actors against targets in Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Malaysia, and Ukraine.
Right. Campaigns going back to late 2025. It was literally a military-grade, nation-state cyber weapon.
It was heavily guarded intelligence.
Yeah.
But the story changed dramatically because the source code for DarkSword was publicly leaked online.
So what does this all mean? I mean, this is wild to me. We have a state-sponsored cyber weapon that got its source code dumped on the open internet. It's like the blueprints for an advanced stealth fighter falling off the back of a truck, and now just random petty thieves are using it to steal your local coffee shop Wi-Fi password.
This raises an important question about the democratization of advanced exploits. When a zero-day chain leaks like this, it radically alters the threat landscape.
Because you don't need a massive R&D budget anymore.
Right. Any threat actor with basic server infrastructure can just grab the code and weaponize it against the general public.
Yeah.
And since he's found exactly that, they mapped over 100 malicious web properties hosting this leaked kit.
And they aren't targeting dissidents anymore. They're casting a massive net. They set up these fake Amazon Web Services sign-in pages or Apple ID decoys, hoping to trick you via a phishing text.
And their infrastructure is surprisingly robust. They're heavily clustered in Hong Kong and Singapore, but they're hitting targets in Japan, the US, and Europe.
Yeah, the report listed specific IP addresses too, like a Singapore host at 38.181.52.95 and a Hong Kong host at 103.106.190.217.
They even mapped out the administrative login panels, complete with Chinese language field labels. There's one sitting at 38.22.89.117 on port 8888. This is a highly industrialized campaign using a weapon they got for free.
Let's walk through the actual attack flow for a second, because this is where the blind trust really works against us. Say you get a text about an AWS billing issue and you click the link.
Right. So you land on a page that looks perfectly legitimate. But the moment your mobile browser renders it, a hidden iframe loads malicious JavaScript in the background.
Without you clicking anything else, you don't have to type in a password or download an app?
Nope. Just the act of looking at the web page triggers the darksort chain. It exploits a WebKit vulnerability to escape the browser sandbox, then triggers a kernel flaw to get deep system-level access.
Wow.
And once it has that foothold, it silently downloads the Ghostblade malware right onto the phone.
And what does Ghostblade actually do once it's inside?
It commences a full file exfiltration sweep. It dumps your secure keychain to steal all your saved passwords, extracts your iCloud credentials, your browsing history, and your Wi-Fi network keys.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it packages all your highly sensitive personal data and transmits it back to those administrative dashboards.
Dashboards with names like Darksort Admin and Decode Dashboard, where they just sit back and download gigabytes of stolen lives.
And remember, this is actively compromising modern, fully updated iOS versions. People view their iPhones as impenetrable locked boxes.
Mm-hmm.
We trust Apple's perimeter just like IT admins trusted N-Central and AI devs trusted Hugging Face.
It's all connected. If you synthesize the intelligence we went over today, the pattern is undeniable. Whether you're an IT admin hunting for rogue Cloudflare tunnels, a developer pulling an AI model, or just a regular person clicking an AWS link on your iPhone.
The common denominator is the extreme danger of blind trust.
Exactly. We just cannot rely on the reputation of the platform or the brand of the device anymore.
It really requires a fundamental paradigm shift and leaves us with something critical to consider moving forward. Well, if the very tools designed to manage our security, democratize our technology, and protect our privacy are the exact vectors being weaponized against us, are we approaching an era where zero trust can no longer just be a corporate IT buzzword, but must actually become our default psychological baseline for how we interact with the digital world?
That is a deeply unsettling but absolutely necessary thought to end on. We've reached a point where every single digital interaction has to be viewed through a lens of verification. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive into these critical reports. Stay vigilant, audit your pipelines, and question your assumptions. We will catch you next time.
Take care, everyone.